You like to rock, they like to ramble. Want to do it together? This is Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glyn. Let's get ready to rumble!
Edition of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. I'm your host, Lucia, stepping in for Glenn, of course, because he's busy rocking the taxes at Glenn D. Murphy, CPA. We've got a very exciting show for you today, and I cannot wait to share to the masses. We're going to play some Oliver Sean. We're going to play some Second Echo. We're going to play some Shane Martin, and we're going to play some Yolette. And closing out the show today, we are going to have a very special interview with Vince from Symmetria. We're going to play some of their music. They're our featured artist of the week. Very busy, busy going on here at Glenn D. Murphy CPA. We've got taxes rolling out the door. We're doing some notary work, title and tag construction. We are the jack of all trades when it comes to anything and everything. So without further ado, we're going to kick off this first week's We're going to kick off today's episode with a little bit of some Oliver Sean. We're going to play some music off of the Devil in Blue Jeans album. We're going to play Wake Up and Kiss You. We're going to play Devil in Blue Jeans. And those of you who don't know, he is a musician from England. He has hired Jack Johnson to do some lessons on lightening up, according to Rolling Stone magazine. So if you're a fan of AC/DC, Eric Clapton, Brian Adams, John Mayer, Dave Matthews Band, he's the guy for you. He was a nominee of the MTV Europe Music Awards, and you can check out his entire biography, of course, on his social media. Find him on Facebook, Twitter, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, iTunes, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and SoundCloud, or just make it simple. Go to his website, OliverSean.com. So without further ado, this is Oliver Sean.
Are you an independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com. Radio promotion for indie musicians.
You know, baby. Looking at you dancing in that summer rain. And every time you say I love you, oh, this feeling, baby, I can't explain. And I want to walk up and kiss you and love you tonight. And I wanna walk up and kiss you, love you tonight.
From his most recent, we played some Walk Up and Kiss You and Devil in Blue Jeans. You can find it on his album, Devil in Blue Jeans, Oliver Sean, OliverSean.com. Hope you guys are having a great afternoon, morning, or evening, wherever you are, that you may be listening to the podcast. We're hosted by HearThis.at. You can find all of our other videos and, or I should say, music and stuff that's been on there. And this is the very first podcast that we're doing today that is going to be featuring an artist. So, of course, if you know anyone like Vince who wants to be on our show, feel free to look us up. We're on MusicSubmit.com where you can submit us your music and we'll give it a listen. If we like what we hear, we'll contact you and we'll be in touch for a future show. Someone that random every week, maybe every month, will be chosen. Up next, this is Innocent with Second Echo.
Well, Christmas is over. So is New Year's. So you know, it's time for that other joyous time of the year. Tax season. If you're looking for a firm that'll focus on your individual needs, please check out Glenn D. Murphy Certified Public Accountant. They'll always treat you like a customer that matters. Our firm is large enough to offer a full range of professional services, but small enough to give you the individual attention you deserve. If you need help with IRS representation, management and advisory services, business consulting, estate and trust tax preparation, financial analysis, financial statements, whatever problem you have, bring it to Glenn D. Murphy. Problem solved. Please find us on the web at www.gdmcpa.com or give us a call at 570-969-0850. That's Glenn D. Murphy, Certified Public Accountant, 570-969-0850.
So up next, we have a band called Second Echo from Holly Springs, New York, North Carolina. These guys have been around since the late 1990s. Early years consisted of late night writing sessions in barn lofts, countless hours playing shows in any venue. So if you're a fan of Foo Fighters, Soundgarden, Puddle of Mud, this band is the band for you because they're going to deliver the best guitar-driven rock available. You can find these guys on all the social media outlets or just go to their website, tabletoprecordsllc.com/artist/second echo. This is Innocent with their song off of the album Second Echo. Second Echo with Innocent right here on Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. Right before that, we played some other awesome music for you too, which I wish I wrote it down, but I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. We played a little right before that. You guys heard a little bit of Oliver Sean. And my apologies going out to Iron Age Mystics and Dar Ra. I can't find your music yet, but I promise. I'll get it out to you really super soon. Alright, so coming up next, another amazing talented artist coming your way. This guy is from Independence, Minnesota. He's a little bit in the country rock So if you're Bryan Adams, Edwin McCain, Keith Urban, Blake Shelton, Bryan Adams fans, guy for you. He's definitely becoming one of the premier artists in the Midwest. Very distinctive voice. Great country rock. Playing over 175 shows a year. These are the kind of bands that I want to see on this podcast, on our video cast, letting the world know what kind of talented artists that are out there like this. He's got a website, ShaneMartin.com. We're going to play four in a row for you from this guy off of the Keeping the Night Alive album. This is Shane Martin. Northeast PA's premier auto detailing service, where we pride ourselves in providing a high level of service and value to our customers. Over 13 years of auto detailing experience, you can be assured your automobile will always be cared for properly. Check us out on the web. We're in Scranton, PA at www.ricochetsrapiddetail.net.
Remember that gypsy wind painting your picture up there in the clouds. We will overcome the lonesome in the moonlight shining down. Caught up in a wildfire with nothing left to burn. We swore this would never end, but some things you love and learn. I say goodbye never, I'll be singing this song forever. We were working on our night moves together. A time I'll always remember, when the wind caught two feathers. They say nothing ever lasts, whatever. I say goodbye never. I can't forget that sound of thunder, drowning out the radio, rain falling fast. You were so full of wonder, but you keep me coming back to that moment when I lost it in a never-ending kiss. I swore you were the one, and that's still on my lips. I say goodbye never, I'll be singing this song forever. We were working on our night moves together.
Hey!
stop loving you. It's true, I'm hankering and jonesing for you. Well, the race is on this lost highway. I haven't tasted your kiss in a week and 3 days. Got my engine wide open and it won't be long, 'cause that station keeps playing those love making songs. I'm hankering and jonesing for you. Get me thinking every time I'm yearning and burning for what's been churning and turning on my mind. I'm hankering and jonesing for you. I got a constant craving in the lovesick blues. Hey, hey, good looking, I'll never stop loving you. It's true, I'm hankering.
little bit of Shane Martin right here on the one and only Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. And I just got done telling my co-host, who's gathering food at the moment, not to judge me because I'm playing country on my show. And what did you... I don't know if you guys can hear him or not, but I'm sure you can hear his big mouth back. He's in the background there. He said, I'm a little bit of country. Yeah, we know what you said. Everybody heard you. Up next, out of Magna, Utah, which these guys don't have a website, which I'm surprised. You can find them on Bandcamp. You can find them on CD Baby, Reverb Nation, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Django.com. These guys are a little bit more of Rob Zombie, Pantera, Korn, Five Finger Death Punch, and Mudvayne right up my alley, because I am a huge Five Finger Death Punch fan, although I don't know about Kickass back there, or a.k.a. Glenn. I don't think he liked Five Finger Death Punch when we went to see them. But he was more of a Rob Zombie fan because of him. I actually got to see them perform, which was really cool. But we have yet to see Pantera, Mudvayne, and Korn, which I don't know if that's his forte or not. You know, 3 years ago when I started on this adventure with him, which in 10 days we will be celebrating 36 months, thank you very much. I really thought he was a Frank Sinatra kind of guy. Thank God he's not. Yeah, he's back there making commentary. So off of the Perdition album, we're going to play a little bit of Yalept for you. This is Wake Snakes coming at you.
Glenn Murphy Photography, located at 711 Davis Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania, providing you quality pictures at affordable prices. coming soon to a music scene near you.
And that was the one and only Yo Left with Wake Snakes right here on Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. So without further ado, we are going to play for you first the interview that Vince and I did today. And then we're going to talk about the band. Then we're going to play some music and we're going to close out the lovely shit show. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Rock and Ramble with Lucia again. Lucia's sitting in here, of course, for Glenn, who's too busy cranking out the taxes as usual. Today with me, this is number two in the series of where we ramble with the local musicians, and I'm sure this is going to be probably the hottest one of the month so far. No offense to Chris Langan, because Chris is my favorite all-time drummer friend, but this guy right here that we're going to interview today, he's got screaming voice that I swear is can be louder than Michael Sweet at times from Striper. So without further ado, the one and only Mr. Vince S., we'll just call him, from the band Symmetria. Hello, my friend. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been years, actually, I think. Quite a few. How's you been?
I'm doing just lovely. What do you got there with you?
I got Goliath. He is my hairless Sphinx cat.
I got to tell you, that is a very beautiful cat. I'm so jealous.
Apparently, he doesn't want to sit here anymore. Oh, wait. He's going to attack my hand.
So, new band.
New band.
Brand new name.
Brand new name.
And probably brand new members.
Brand new members.
Boy, you really put in for a makeover, didn't you?
To be totally honest, I moved back to Jersey from PA. I was done. I wasn't going to even get a band together again. I mean, I bought a camper. I told my wife we were going to become your average American weekend camping family. And we're gonna do all this happy, you know, whatever family shit.
Damn.
Lasted about 6 months.
Damn. That's all I have to say is just damn.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes.
You got to tell me. How did you come up with the name?
Believe it or not, it was he was 13 at the time. My middle son, Gino, I'm driving him back to his mom's one weekend, and we're driving along, and at the time, we were jamming, and we were writing stuff, but we were going to keep Blindside, we were going to keep some of the old songs, maybe rehash some of them out. We hadn't figured out what was going on yet. And we're just driving along, and Gino goes, Symmetria.
And holy cow.
And he goes, Symmetria, that'd be a cool name for a band. And I went, yeah, it would be. And I just kept it in the tank and took him home.
That's nice.
Like a month and a half or so later, Kevin and I were bullshitting. And he's like, dude, I'd love to do a concept album. And I was like, oh, yeah, concept album. Call it Symmetria. Have the whole, like, you know, half good, half bad thing going on. Symmetry, yin yang, the whole shit. And it just snowballed. And then the music we were writing was so much different and so much just a totally different sound than Blindside had. It got to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to do it.
And
Blindside was great. It was fun. Let it die, you know.
And I think what's addicted me to your stuff is that you're doing things from Iron Maiden. I'm going to see Judas Priest this week. I've seen Metallica. So I think that's why I'm more addicted to this. Next thing you know, I'm going to end up getting the band tattoo on my arm somewhere. That happens. Well, you can't break up with Kevin. You're done.
Oh no, this is gonna take me to the grave one way or the other.
Well, that's good.
You sometimes you meet somebody, you just click, you get a sound going, and it's like, and we're all kind of on the same page with it. We're all right there. I mean, there's no 25, 30 years from now, we expect to be the same five doing the same shit.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say because you guys have moved pretty quickly up the ranks.
I thought we were just trucking along, and then people are like, wow, you guys are, like, really doing good. And, like, we're just doing our thing, you know. So, yeah, really start thinking about it, realize we've only been playing real active for a year and stuff, and really puts into perspective how much we've actually accomplished.
That's nice. Now, I see that you mentioned about Tim McCurtry. Have you guys actually gotten signed?
We signed a distribution contract. We are not under any obligations.
That's good.
For future, you know, recordings or anything like
that's
that.
Good.
We just signed a distribution deal with them.
Nice.
To get it out worldwide, so.
Nice. Now, do you find it harder to find good solid gigs these days, because I know fellow metal band, my only other band that I've actually got tattooed on my arm, Threat Point, has been doing this now for 6-7 years with no support.
It's tough. I mean, it's hard to get out there. It's hard to get places to let you in the first time.
Right.
And then, you know, sometimes it seems like their expectations are a little ridiculous, I guess, on what to expect the first time. So then sometimes it's hard to let you in the second time.
Nice.
You know, we just played Lucky 13s last night up in Brooklyn for the first time.
Wow.
And, yeah, we thought it went really well. We're hoping to get invited back, but only time will tell.
Nice.
It's the scene here is definitely better than it was out in Central PA where I was before. Partially just because I'm an hour from Philly, I'm an hour from New York, I'm an hour from the Lehigh Valley.
That's great.
You know, we're in Wilmington in an hour and 15. We haven't gotten up to Scranton yet. I know there's a lot of people up there waiting for us.
This girl, buddy, this girl.
That's right. Even that's, you know, I think it's an hour and a half, hour and 45 for us. So we're in a pretty good spot.
That's great. So, of course, with the changes in the scene, it's like the hottest topic this week that keeps coming across my desk is these award ceremonies that are going on.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your take on all of that? Because...
I mean, as far as for metal goes, or just as like on a local scene level, I mean, stuff like that always lends itself to end up being a semi-popularity contest at some point.
Right.
It's inevitable. It's the way it is. And then expectations come along, and I don't think anybody should ever take it too much to heart. You know, it's recognition if you're great, but I wouldn't let it deter you from moving forward. It's right. Just another thing that happens.
Do you think that the metal scene is overlooked a lot? And I always say that because I know recently saw a bunch of metal bands that were performing locally, and I really didn't get to see pictures or videos of the turnout, but it seems that more people will go out to the cover bands because people know how to sing Freebird and everything else versus going out and watching metal. All bands start somewhere. But do you think the metal scene is overlooked a lot?
I think the metal scene's overlooked a lot. I also think the metal scene gets a bad rap a lot. You had a lot of bands out there doing... I don't even know what the right way to put it. Oh, shit, I lost you. Hold on. Wait. Or I shouldn't say I lost you. Where'd my video go?
I don't know. Your video disappeared.
What the hell? All right.
There you go.
Am I back?
You're back.
Okay, cool. I don't know. It seems like you got a lot of young bands out there just, you know, going out doing what they can do and having fun. And I think there's a lack of appreciation for it from some of the older people. Right. I think sometimes people that, even when they get just to my age, I'm 37.
That's it?
It's easy to forget what it was like just to go out and get on stage and try.
Did you just say you're 37? That's it?
Yes, I'm 37.
Damn, I'm old. I'm older than you. I'm old. Oh, man. So what's up next for Symmetria? Like, what can listeners expect? Are you playing any big shows? Are you going to take the stage soon anywhere?
Yeah, actually, the next thing we got coming up, the biggest thing we got coming up is, next Friday we're playing up at Dingbats again. It's our first show up there this year.
Nice.
And then Saturday we're down in Philly for round one of the Battle for Wackenfest, which ultimately ends with the best underground metal band in the U.S. going to Germany.
Oh, my
Hopefully
God.
Hopefully it's us.
Your suitcase. I was in Germany. I will go again. You can fit me and Glenn in your suitcase. Screw your clothes.
We'll get you in the drum. We'll get you in the drum, the kick drum case.
There you go. Me and Glenn in the kick drum case. There you go.
But yeah, that's the biggest thing we're working on right now. That's what we're doing our next big push for. That round one's next week. If we win that, the Philly finals are in April. Make it through that. The U.S. finals are in Hollywood Memorial Weekend, which would be a bucket list alone to get out there and play the Viper Room.
Yeah.
Something you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
And ultimately, if we can make it over to Germany, that could really help springboard us.
Now, when is that? The actual festival?
I believe it's the first weekend of August.
First weekend of August. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, who won it last year? Do we know?
I don't know off the top of my head. Nobody, I know it was a band from. I know it was a band from Philly that ended up.
Yeah, did they ever make it over there?
That went to Bakken, yeah, but I don't remember the name of them off the top of my head.
Okay, because I was thinking Power Theory, but I wasn't sure.
That might have been it.
Might have been.
That might have been it, because they would have gone through to Philly. Yeah, that might have been them. Okay. They're out of Allentown, right?
What's that?
They're Allentown based,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Or Lehigh Valley, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I know Mach 22 opened up for Bon Jovi last year when I went to see him. I was more interested in Mach 22 than I was Bon Jovi. Go figure.
It happens.
That's right. So people can find you on Facebook. What other social media sites can they find you on?
Yeah, Facebook. We're on Twitter at Symmetria Band. We're on Instagram. You can follow Symmetria Official, or you can find Vince Symmetria, or you can find the Symmetria fan page. There's all three of them. We have our website, www.symmetriamusic.com. We're on SoundCloud, Symmetria, I believe it's SoundCloud/Symmetria Music. And we are also on Bandcamp at www.symmetria.bandcamp.com, where you can order your copy of the CD and get it shipped by yours truly anywhere in the world.
And you're missing one other site.
Oh, the W. What is the new site?
OneWayToFun.com. Which a lot of musicians like yourself don't realize, but on the new site, you can upload your music on there and everything.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I haven't. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't played with it yet.
Yeah, I know you haven't. So hasn't anybody else. Nice. Well, I want to thank you for taking time today to fill in on short notice to do this, because a lot of musicians out there don't realize, but I'm getting back into doing the podcasting again as well as the video casting. And
awesome.
Our video, when people look at it, they're going to see me, they're going to see you, they're going to see this interview, and then they get to hear us on the audio version of Rock and Ramble also, which sits over on hearthis.at. So don't worry, I will share all links with you when I'm done.
Excellent. And they'll get to see my cat.
I know, you're a beautiful boy. Look at him. Look at him.
Where'd he go?
Son of a gun. Look at that cat. Did you adopt him?
We got him. Actually, friends of mine. So, a long time ago, I had a cover band called Knuckleheads.
I remember that.
The bass player was this friend of mine, Justin Shiflett.
Okay.
Who ended up being the bass player in Forsaken Entity, which
I remember that, too.
He and his wife breed these beautiful animals.
Oh.
Where Goliath came from.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
And there's another one. I'm not sure where Ziva is, but she's in the house here somewhere.
Oh, another cat.
Yeah, we have two hairless.
So, is it true that those hairless cats are more aggressive than a regular cat?
Oh, God. I mean, they're a pain in the ass. They're like a toddler at times. The following young Ziva will follow. If I don't stop and say hello to her when I get home, she will follow me around the house crying until I acknowledge her. It's like a puppy.
I
wouldn't call it aggressive, but they're a pain in the ass.
I always say that because I have a tabby cat and a Bombay that are 13. Well, one's going to be 13 in 6 days. And those two are like the yin and the yang, I swear. Versus my co-host, he has a calico, which they had a tabby too, but he passed. But this calico does not want any brothers or sisters. She is her own beast. And
right.
It only bites me, nobody else, just me. As you can see, my remnants of yesterday's event at the St. Paddy Day Parade, working at Levels, watching all the drunks, I've got all the bite scars from her and all the scratches from her.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was fun, 10 hours at the door watching fights. Poor Jim, you know, he works very hard at Levels, but he runs a tight ship there.
Right, right.
It was a good time to be had. At least I got to eat 3/4 of my lunch. It was that busy. It was just nonstop people in the door. And then, like, by the time I left at 6, I only saw 4 brawls. So they weren't that bad.
That's not bad, nah.
Nah, not at all. But Jim's a good guy. I wouldn't have it any other way. But I really want to thank you for stopping by and being on this video. So if you know of any artists, like this clown here, as you can see, I'm pointing up to him. When you see the video, you'll know why. you know of any bands like this clown that want to be on the show, get in touch with me at via our Facebook page, Rock and Ramble with Lucci and Glenn. We've got a matching YouTube page where you can see all of our shenanigans, including Piano Night Live, which those of you who missed it last night, I actually did Twist by Halford, and I perfected the song all week, and Glenn's singing was just a little offbeat by about a whole measure, but it was funny, but it was good. It was really good. And other shenanigans there as well. All of our adventures, our travels, and more. And, of course, if you want to send your music, you can find us on MusicSubmit.com. Give me your music. These guys are – look at that cat.
Oh, yep.
These guys are definitely going to be on the podcast today. We're going to play them in a little bit. And I'm going to look for a video for the video cast version as well. So until next time. Okay, and there you have it, Mints of Symmetria. In case you guys are wondering why the interview sounded all fucked up, never fear. I was multitasking at the moment. I was doing the video podcast at the same time that I've been doing this, because I get to do whatever the frig I want. So without further ado, SymmetriaMusic.com, heavy metal rock and roll band, influences of all across the genre. So if you're like me, Megadeth, Iron Maiden fan, because I'm not an Anthrax fan, these guys are the band for you. So we're going to play four in a row. Time, all the same. Flying High, Vinyl Sin. From Symmetria. Big announcement coming up after this. We're going to update you on some Piano Night Live and some other good stuff that I'm up to. Sorry for the extra long episode today, kiddies, but get over yourselves.
Lies only within. You let deceit and lies.
enjoyed the little Symmetria there right here on Rockin' Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. I'm Lucia stepping in for Glenn today, of course. He's, again, busy rocking taxes. Hopefully he'll be back after tax season. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? You guys all have a great day, and thank you so, so much for tuning in today. Hope you guys enjoyed this long episode. I'm Lucia, and I'm over and out. Take care.